Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Faith Focused Prayers, where we spend time with God daily and allow Him to transform us into who He has called us and created us to be. Today's episode will be about identity. But before we dive into today's topic, every episode will begin with a daily affirmation and a prayer. So today's affirmation is, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I want you to just take a moment to allow that to set into your spirit and repeat it after me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That affirmation comes from Psalms 139 and 14. And it says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are uniquely created and designed by God, just the way you are, for His glory, for a specific reason. God gave you the mind that He gave you for a reason. God gave you the heart that He gave you for a reason. God created you to be so much different than anyone else for a reason. God makes no mistakes. He has no coincidences. Everything He does is strategic. Everything He does is created by design. And the Bible also says that before He knew you, He formed you. Before you were born, God had already had it in His mind who He wanted you to be, what your purpose here on earth is, and who He wants you to meet, who He wants you to encourage, who He wants you to come across. He knew all the processes of your life that you were going to have to go through. He knew every hardship, every up and every down, every high and every low. God knew all of that already about you before you were ever even conceived. The Bible says that He knows the number of hairs on your head. He placed that many hairs on your head for a reason. Everything is with purpose. Everything was planned. And so I hope that encouraged you today to remember and to remind yourself, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Let's just pray for a moment. Lord, we thank you that your word is alive and that your word is true. We thank you that you have said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, God. Help us come into the fullness and the knowledge of why you created us. Why you called us to this life. Why you have strategically placed us in the area, in the family, in the home, in the relationships you have placed us in, God. Everything is by unique design, Father. So I ask that you would begin to reveal that to the listener, God. Reveal their purpose. Reveal their passions. Reveal their destiny. Reveal, God, the way that you think about them. Who you have called them to be. And as we dive deeper into you, allow us to begin to know you and to know ourselves. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Okay, like I said, today's episode is going to be about identity. Identity is something that many people struggle with. It's very common to not know your identity. It's very common to not know who you are, especially in today's society. And I feel like it's a lot harder for the upcoming generation to find themselves than it was in the previous generations due to social media, due to the constant comparisons, due to constantly seeing people who it may feel like they're doing better than you. It may feel like they're being rewarded quicker than you. They're having success faster than you. Their life isn't as hard as yours. And it's easy to get caught up in that and to lose your identity. Also, as life takes us through different phases, it's easy to lose your identity. At one point, you were a single individual and now you're married. It's easy to lose your identity in your marriage. At one point, you were alone and now you have kids. It's easy to lose your identity in parenting. So many things life takes us through causes us to shift and lose our identity, because as we evolve, as things change, we constantly have to rediscover who we are. Another thing with identity is I found it's hard to know your own identity if you don't know God's identity. Because the word says that we were created in his image. That means there's parts of us that were created like God, to be like God, to imitate God. And so if you don't know God, it's very hard to know yourself. It's hard to know what you're capable of. It's hard to know how strong you really are, how powerful you really are, how loving and caring and patient and gentle you really are, all the great things inside of you. It's hard to know those things if you do not know God. So one way you can go on this journey of identity is by studying the names of God. God has many names. There's Elohim, El Shaddai, Adonai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. All of these names have different meanings. And that just allows you to see how vast God really is. For him to have so many names and all of them to be true and all of them to be right, and him to be everything that you need in every situation, it shows you just how big God really is and how unique he really is. And then for him to say that we were created in his image, so that shows you that there's so much more inside you that you have not yet discovered. You have not yet discovered who you fully are and what you're really capable of. It's also interesting to me because if you look in the Bible, God changes many people's names in the Bible. Who they once were is not who they currently are. If you look at Abraham and Sarah, their names got changed. If you look at Simon, who was turned into Peter, his name got changed. As they became to know God and to grow a relationship with God, God changed their identity, changed their name. And so that made me wonder, okay, God, what are you changing my name to? The Bible says that once you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things have passed away. And the Bible also says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that lets us know that we are constantly changing and evolving, and God is doing a work in us, because who you are today is not who you will be. It's not who God called you to be. So be encouraged that God has not finished the work in you. Most likely the work is just now beginning. He's just getting started with you. He is just beginning to show you who you are and reveal things to you. But the best way to learn is to just ask God. This is an exercise I love to do with some of the members at the church, is we take a second and we ask God, God, who do you say I am? And he'll answer. Many people think that God won't speak to them, but God speaks to us all. You just have to be willing to sit and to hear and to wait for an answer. And God will tell you who you are. Ask him what's his favorite things about you. Why has he created you? What does he want to reveal in you? Ask God these questions and he will answer. He will begin to reveal your identity to you. Not who you think you are, but who he says you are. Because a lot of times who we think we are and who we truly are is two different things. God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He's higher. And so when you're going on this journey of identity, you can trust and rest in the fact that the person who created you knows you. God. Not the person who you physically came from, your parents, because a lot of us will say, well, my mom doesn't know me, my dad doesn't know me, things like that. But God created you. He created you to be who you are. And so he knows you and he can tell you. He can tell you things about yourself. He can reveal things to you, and he'll a lot of times surprise you with the answer. You may ask him, God, what's your favorite thing about me? And the thing that you usually hate about yourself, the thing that people don't like about you, or the thing that may cause you to have a lot of issues, may be the very thing that God loves about you. You know, some people may say, oh, you're too goofy. You don't take things serious. And then God may turn around and say, I love your sense of humor. Because he put it there. He put it there for a reason. So that's the end of today's episode. I pray that this has encouraged you to go on a journey to seek and rediscover who you are and who God says you are. He said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made by unique design, with a plan and with a purpose. Lord, we thank you that you know all things, that you become all things, that every need that we have, you have supplied, you have met every need, God, and that all the answers that we're looking for can be found in you. Lord, we thank you that your word is alive and living in us. We ask that you continue to do the work through us, Father, and by way of Holy Spirit, you reveal to us exactly who you have called us to be. Thank you that you are a God who continues to transform us daily. Thank you, God, that you have called us to greater, called us to higher, and called us to better. Help us to be the person that you have created us to be. Help us to become the person that you have created us to be. Help us to find the ways to allow all old things to pass away and allow you to make us new. Lord, finish the good work that you started in us. Cleanse our hands, cleanse our heart, cleanse our mind, and continue to make us more like you each and every day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, that wraps up today's episode. Always remember that I love you and God loves you. Bye for now.